I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. On Thursday, some New Orleanians will see their homes for the first time in 3 months. That's when parts of the city's 9th Ward will be reopened to residents. People were not allowed into the area because it was declared unsafe after the devastation caused by Hurricane Katrina. Some homeowners did get an early peek at what remains of the 9th Ward, but that view came from the windows of a bus. NPR's Rolando Arrieta was there.
The pickup point looked much like a typical guided tour setup. A sign-up sheet, a waiting area, even a food wagon around the corner. Dozens of lower 9th Ward residents climb on board the bus. Colonel Sneed from New Orleans Homeland Security prepares them for what they're about to see.
It is still too dangerous for us to allow you to go back there on your own. That's why we designed this tour here. Tour is a horrible word, I know, but this is what we designed for you to be able to go and hopefully come to some closure. That was the whole purpose of this.
Most of the houses in the lower 9th Ward are caked in toxic mold, so there are strict rules.
We cannot let you off the bus. We cannot let you into the homes because many of them are still structurally unsound. I'm telling you, there's nothing in your homes that you can save.
Residents are also told they won't go through the entire lower 9th Ward, and some don't take the news too lightly.
Okay, what else? Yes, sir.
My whole family is on Deslaw Street from Galveston to Germany, and they tell us there ain't nothing there. So I want to go and see what I can see why something is there.
And that's what we're doing, sir. Again, we're here to help you out. I understand your frustrations.
Okay, Dave. I'm just on the bus and I won't be able
to see. Ma'am, you can see almost to the levee. There are no homes in that area. Okay, anything else? Okay, good luck. Thank you.
Heavily armed soldiers guard this blocked-off section of the lower 9th Ward. Veteran bus driver Oliver Mickens idles at the checkpoint. He gets a nod and an okay to proceed.
Okay, from this point on, I'll be following the arrows that's in the street. I have a laid out route. Try to go as slow as I can. If y'all need me to stop, just say stop, and I'll stop.
As the bus creeps forward, passengers jump to their feet to look at all the destroyed homes. The first stop request is from Glenda Holbert. When she recognizes her house, she said, forget the rules.
Oh, Jesus, God, look at this.
Ma'am, can't go out, ma'am.
A friend runs after Ms. Holbert and brings her back into the bus.
But you can't go out here.
We have a cousin that was missing. I don't even know if she under that rubble or what.
Mr. Mickens drives slowly, following the arrows marked on the street. He winds his way through the mounds of debris, dangling power lines and cars covered in silt. And like a typical tour guide, he points out certain landmarks.
You can see the breach down there, where the rocks at. That was the first breach they said.
Teresa Brown's house was about a block from the breach levee. All she can see is an empty lot.
There's nothing. And that's Miss. That's right there where that yellow truck is at. That's where my husband's mother's house was at.
For the next couple of hours, residents tour what was once their neighborhood, their home, their community. And once in front of their property, they poke their heads out the window and take a picture or two of what it looks like now.
Okay, you want to stop? You want to stop?
My house, my aunt's house, my cousin's house, my other house right there, all three of them houses gone.
The tour wraps up and the residents ride back in silence. And now they're faced with the pressing question, move on or rebuild? For Willie Simmons, the answer is clear.
No! I don't want to see this place no more. They ain't gonna let the water on me no more.
But for Deidre Ellis, the lower 9th Ward is still home, so she's going for it.
I was down there 41 years. I know I'm going back. Once they give me the go and we be able to do, we gonna get in there and clean off the property and start rebuilding.
There's no telling how many will return this week, but most believe it'll take years to rebuild the community once known as New Orleans' Lower 9th Ward. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News.